Come in, Eddie Quackhats.
Brought to you by
March Spain Real Estate.
Okay.
All right, well, the Dallas Morning News has made a public records request and have gotten the police report for the incident that happened Sunday night, Monday morning, with Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice at the Lit Lounge and Few Nightclub, F-E-U.
Lit.
I'd like to introduce our special guest, Craig Jr. Miller.
Oh, no way.
Thank you, Craig.
Hey, what's up?
So the alleged victim in this case,
yeah.
Bubble Voice, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
The
weird 30 seconds. Go on.
The alleged victim is a photographer. And so he was evidently lured back to the nightclub under false pretenses by Rashee Rice. So the photographer was at an after-hours party at about 1:30 in the morning at the nightclub, but left. And then at about 1:55, he was messaged on Instagram by Rashee Rice asking him to come back to the nightclub. So he believed that Rashee Rice wanted him to take some more pictures. So when he got back to the nightclub, other members of Rashee's entourage told him where to find Rashee. And then when the photographer found him, Rashee said, "I want you to look at these Instagram messages on my phone." And so the photographer looks down at Rashee's phone, and Rashee sucker punches the left side of his face.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
And so then he ended up going to the hospital with bruising to the right side of his face.
What
the
was
left
he upset about? Do we know?
We don't know.
Like, obviously the guy took pictures of him when he thought that he shouldn't have been photographed. And then he's like, I got to get that guy's information and get him back out here and kick his ass.
Yeah, I don't know what possibly could have set him off in which he had to lure him back and then pretend to have him look at his phone just so he could sucker punch him.
Probably,
you're an NFL athlete. Do you need to sucker punch anyone?
No, and he probably took a picture of him with like a girl. And it's going to upset the girlfriend. And
yeah, well, why not just say that?
Hey,
yeah, delete
hey, man,
that
can
picture.
You, yeah, can you get rid of that off your Insta page or whatever?
What if you just lay low for a little bit after,
and not go to Lit?
After a street racing incident that put your career in peril?
Like, whatever, wherever you go out, make sure it's just like a restaurant.
Yeah, maybe keep Bob Sturm in public hours. And so maybe just ask yourself, and I'm not saying I can help you be an NFL wide receiver, Rashee, but, you know, just in terms of staying out of issues, let's see, would Bob eat at 1:30 in the morning or about 7 at night? Okay, that's when I'll go.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back and maybe get a nice night's sleep.
Yeah, maybe play some Frogger.
Like, I fully expect, yes, Frogger, or like Luca last night posted his new ranking in Overwatch, which top 500 in the world. It's amazing.
Good player.
He's as good at Overwatch as he is at basketball, I think. But the point here is that this week, Rashee Rice is very likely going to be released by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Yes.
And jeopardize what easily was a $100 million professional career.
Yeah.
Now he'll get another chance, but it's going to be on one-year deals for minimal amounts of money and no commitment from the team because you did not one.
And not on a Super Bowl champion.
No, and you did not one but two really dumb things in a short amount of time, and that makes us sad because we really like you and your story, and it was so much fun visiting with him at the Super Bowl, but some guys you just can't reach.
Oh, yeah, he was Jiggly Jack's friend, our engineer.
Yeah, they went to high school together.
Yeah, but you know what this means, Craig, don't you? Opens up a pretty big little window for old Hollywood Brown, doesn't it?
That's right.
Dude.
Could be six straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, if anybody can capitalize on someone else not having a full grasp of smart decisions,
you know,
it would be Hollywood Brown.
Blow me up.
Hey, I'll blow you up, bro. Hey, it also opens up a few more pass catch opportunities for Blake Bell.
The Belldozer.
Blow me up, bro.
Bro, let's go.
Don't laugh at them, Alan.
Like,
this OU love fest.
How many rings can Blake Bell have? Too many, probably.
Yeah, he's going to end up the all-time record holder.
Yeah, he will.
For he most will. Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles Haley, here we come.
All right, we have a new pro team to all cheer for. It was announced today at Clyde Warren Park.
Speaking
in downtown
of the Chiefs.
Dallas.
That's right.
The newest professional team in North Texas is called Dallas Trinity FC. It is a women's soccer team that will begin playing at the Cotton Bowl the week of August 16th.
Oh, great week to start, too. August 16th?
It'll be 108.
In the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
This is the worst idea ever.
So the new USL Super League.
There are way worse ideas.
I don't know, man.
What is this league?
The USL Super League. It's competing with the National Women's Soccer League. So eventually they'll probably merge. They'll probably scissor and end up having just one league.
They have a communal Cotton Bowl scissor to signal unification.
I believe the term is merge. You had it right the first time.
So the Super League, the other teams are in Brooklyn, Charlotte, Fort Lauderdale, Lexington, Kentucky, Spokane, Tampa, and Washington, D.C.
Wait, this is the new league?
The new league.
All right.
That's an odd mix of cities for a pro league.
Yeah, major cities and minor
Lexington
cities.
Lexington and Fort Lauderdale.
And so the team obviously is named after the Trinity River.
Oh, I thought it was Trinity from The Matrix.
I thought it was the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That would have been a weird nickname that hasn't been used yet.
The team's logo is the Pegasus, the unofficial mascot of Dallas.
You know, when I hear Peg, I immediately, like, it's a quarter second maybe, but I thought it was the Peggers or the Peggings or whatever, because Dave said it. That's what I think of Dave.
The team's colors are maroon.
The Dallas Peggers.
The team's colors are maroon and gold, an homage to the sunrises and prairies of Texas.
Ah.
Isn't that beautiful?
I don't know. All I can see is women's soccer, Cotton Bowl, August.
The gear does.
Attendance 43.
Seriously. As it's 130 degrees outside. You know what they should do is start it at 2 o'clock. Why not? Why not just double down on everything?
The gear does look pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like it. I mean, I'll never go to a game, but I'll wear the gear.
I'd like to see you go to a game.
I'd like to see both you soccer hounds go to the game. You love the sport so much, why don't you go?
I mean, maybe they'll sign Olivia Dunn.
Oh.
I'd like to see
him. Okay.
I'm in.
Bob.
Hire Dave as in-stadium entertainment. And
you're out on the field in front of 38 people. Like a cater daddy. Bob, what would it take? What would be the circumstances for the Dallas Trinities?
There's no way they're calling them the Dallas Trinities.
To replace Liverpool as your favorite soccer team. What would have to happen?
Is there a price?
There probably is not a price. I want...
Where you're in every game.
I want Liverpool and Dallas Trinity FC to coexist.
Yeah.
And to both have a place on the landscape.
Uh-huh.
But the odds of them replacing the others is unlikely.
$50 million. Would you do it for $50 million?
So what are your terms?
So you can never, ever watch another Liverpool match. You can't read about them, anything. You're completely...
I just cut off.
Cut off.
They're dead to me.
Totally. And you have to go to every Trinity match in person for the next 25 years.
And do a podcast.
And you have to Sturm stack it.
Yeah.
But you're getting $50 million.
Away matches?
Wait,
he has to Sturm stack it.
Are you giving him the $50 million that I gave you that you drank 48 beers for?
Yes. Because now that I have $50 million, I want to do with it what you did, and that's entertain myself.
Yeah. So Craig has tacitly agreed to drink 48 beers in 48 hours. For my $50 million that's in a cooler right next to it.
And we started that at noon, and I'm 10 beers in.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so, you're surprisingly coherent.
Thank
you're
you,
not,
bud.
You're definitely not.
Do you think you could, if there was, I open that green ice chest out there, and there's $50 million large.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Okay. And
50 million quid.
And then I open up the other one, and there's 48 beers, although there's an extra 12-pack in there because they're all 16 ounces. But... contained in 48 cans.
Hey.
Yeah.
Say 50 milli.
That 50 milli is yours if you can drink all 48 of those beers in 48 hours.
I clearly can't.
You don't know that.
Would you rather do that? Would you rather do that or Sturmstack all the Trinity FC games?
But here's the thing.
This is 2 days.
I've definitely had two beers, and I've thought to myself, there's no way I could drink two more.
Okay. But there's 50 just million.
So heavy.
Well, but this isn't two more. This is 46 more.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so that would reduce my chances, don't you think?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
My whole point is with the 48 beers, because it would be difficult for any of us, but your body, if there's that much money on the line where that's it,
yeah,
that is your life.
But how many Trinity games do I have to go to instead of the beer? I may opt into that.
25 years.
They have 16, right?
Home and away? Or yeah, just home.
Just home.
Yeah.
But you have to watch, I'm guessing, stream their away games.
Live?
On their YouTube channel.
Or on my calendar.
You along with seven other people watching on their YouTube channel on these road games.
And you have to be very active in the chat.
Yeah.
And they're
a nice pass.
Yeah, they're all noon kicks in August.
Let's go, girls.
Or they're up against Cowboy games. For some reason, Bob's not that interested in the Cowboys anymore.
You have to tweet every 5 minutes about all of their games. And it can't be a give-up tweet because we'll be policing it.
Yeah.
And, okay, last question about our negotiation here. Do they... Does the public know about the money, or is Bob just suddenly taking an interest in women's soccer?
No, yeah, you can't. But that's it, too. What if that's the only sport he can watch?
In how many years?
Yeah,
that's
you
it.
Have to give up all sports.
No, that's an add-on.
$50 million!
I know, but that's an add-on.
I don't know. For $50 million, we would all do that. We would give up sports.
I don't know if I can.
And focus on the Trinity.
All my energy is now in Trinity FC.
Okay, how about this? You have to give up all other teams that you follow. You follow Trinity, but we will also allow you to follow the Lexington franchise from this new league.
Yeah, closely.
Well, so that mixes it up
like
a little
bit. Rivalry or what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, maybe.
But then you're pot committed, and you would be really into it. You're like, yeah, this is it. This is what I got.
Boy, they just got Teresa. That's really going to help their wing. They're... So
Teresa.
Yeah, she's like the Pele of the USL.
Right, one name.
No, she's Brazilian.
Teresa. Yeah,
that's right. So how many years?
25.
What if they fold?
You'll still be a relatively young man when you get out.
Bob at 76 got to watch the NBA again.
All right, guys, catch me up on Liverpool the last 25 years.
All right, go slow. We have time.